Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I'm going to read you two headlines. One of them is a real headline. One of them is not. Both of them involve people who are on this show. All right? So you understand?
I got you, brother.
All right. So one headline I'm going to read is not a real one. The other one I'm going to read is a real one from an article.
From an article
that was published yesterday.
Okay.
Here's your first headline. Kyrie Irving threatens Karl Anthony Towns haters. WFAN's Greg Giannotti first on his list. That's headline number one. Okay?
Okay. I'm with Kyrie.
Headline number two. Howard Stern wants sportscasters to normalize the penis. Two penis normalizers in media, WFAN Al Dukes and WGN's Pat Tomasulo.
Penis.
I would say the second one.
Yes. It wasn't all in the headline. It was in the body of the article. But it was, yes. The second one is true. Howard Stern wants sportscasters to normalize the penis. And in the article, two other penis normalizers in media are WFAN's Al Dukes and WGN's Pat Tomasulo. So Al has done a lot in his career. He has produced from some of the greatest radio shows that have ever existed. He is someone that could write a book on success in this business. And yesterday he was called a penis normalizer, which might be his greatest achievement.
Yeah, no, I was very proud of this. And I would love to meet this Tomasulo fellow at some point, too, WGN.
And discuss penises?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And normalizing it.
Yeah, and normalizing it. I mean, you guys are fascinated with it.
Yeah,
that's like how I would put it. Yeah. He says normalizing it. I think you're fascinated. I think he is fascinated with it as well. Howard, that is.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that's where I got it from.
Yeah. I think it's actually all those descriptions are great. Because it's usually not the penis you get hit in. It's these nuts.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, is there really any harm in saying, if you're calling a game where maybe kids could be watching or something, is there any harm in saying that player got hit in the penis and scrotum or testicles?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's all obviously medical terms.
Yeah, it's anatomy, yeah.
Yes, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that it's not actually the penis that hurts.
I have swollen testicles.
That's what hurts.
Right. True. You are right about that.
So you're saying if you had no testicles, but you had a penis, and you got hit there with a ball, that wouldn't hurt, or it would hurt?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt more than maybe getting hit somewhere else.
I'll tell you what, Al. Since, because I know you don't have any balls, why don't you come in here?
We're not throwing.
I am not taking a shot to that area.
No. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
But yeah. I'm with you.
I kind of understand, but I actually like sometimes because, you know, Howard's on, you know, on satellite, he can say whatever he wants.
True.
Right? A lot of times these announcers are told not to say what he wants them to say.
Penis. Exactly. Which
and I think some of those descriptions actually make it funnier.
Yeah, they were. Those guys, you know, trying to search for the right words and all of those things and making it awkward. By the way, you know, the Mike Hill, who works for your foundation, who was out on Tuesday at the outing, he was on the first green taking pictures of us. And, of course, I'm with four guys from Staten Island who now live in New Jersey who are very loud and have a lot of fun. So I had to say, hey, this guy right here, one of the toughest guys I know, ripped his scrotum apart, running over a paraplegic biker. And they're like, what? And I said, how's your scrotum? He goes, how you asking a guy who his scrotum is? You know this guy? So they yes. heard the story. All the respect to him for finishing the bike tour.
Of course.
Bleeding from his scrotum. And then for the rest of the day, when we saw Mike Hill, the guys in my foursome called him Mikey Scrotes.
Gave him a nickname.
Yeah. Oh, Mikey Scrotes. Hey, Scrotes, come over here. This is a good one here. This is a good background. Mikey Scrotes. What up? What's going on, Mikey Scrotes?
It was
unbelievable. But anyway, yeah. So Al has made news. Al is a penis normalizer.
Okay.
And that's how Boomer and Geo and WFAN made it into the news yesterday.
I think he's, I don't know about normalizer. He's just fascinator. That's what I would say. He's more fascinated by
it. Well, yeah, but I mean, he talks about it so much that it's like one of those things where he doesn't want people to be afraid of it any longer. I mean, it's just one of those things you could talk about. Let's just talk about it.
Definitely going to send that article to my mom. I do love attention.
Yeah. I mean, of all the things, man, this was awful announcing that this was in, right? Man, you want to talk about obsessed. I mean, I think that awful announcing might be obsessed with WFAN. Seems like every single day there's something about us.
You know, when you said something about Kyrie Irving coming after the Carl Anthony Town detractors, I did see that headline.
Yeah.
But it didn't include your name, unfortunately.
Right. Right. Unfortunately, I don't need Kyrie coming after me.
Yeah,
Kyrie.
I don't think anybody eviscerated Carl Anthony Towns more than you did.
Gilbert Arenas.
Well, Gilbert Arenas did it, but he did it in a different way.
Gilbert Arenas, I think, was worse. Definitely worse. If you want to talk about just media members, maybe I was the worst, but, I mean, Carl Anthony Towns got it from Gilbert Arenas, a former NBA player and a somewhat of a peer. I mean, he just killed him. I mean, it was mean, straight up. Like, I mean, talk about his body type and the way he plays and all of those things. You know, I just think
a lot of people came after him. I mean, you know, even Rick Pitino basically said, look, great player, but he needs to lose weight.
Yeah. Needs to get down to, 4 or 5% body fat and stop messing around. It'd be better on defense. I mean, I know. And, you know, the reason why, you know, Carl Anthony Towns gets people coming out and defending him is because of the things we've heard about him being like the nicest guy, and anybody who's been around him, you know, likes him.
And quite frankly, he is a double-double waiting to happen.
Sure.
You know, he's always going to score over 20 points. You could have a 35-point game any night, and you could have an 18-rebound game any night.
He could, but in the context of you went out and got this player to put you over the top and deliver a championship for the first time in over 50 years to the New York Knicks, in that context, I don't think he's the guy to get it done.
Especially when you watch the games now more intently and you watch what he does in those games, especially taking the stupid fouls.
Yeah.
And then being confronted with that particular part of his game by Charles Barkley and Shaq. You know, and he goes, I know, I don't know why I do it. I'm like, that's what drives you crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, and part of that thing that I said that, you know, was lost in the whole he's a loser thing was that the reason why it's so frustrating is he could be the best player on the court in any game that he plays, other than maybe against the Nuggets or the Thunder. Like, he has that potential to be the best player on the court in every single game he plays because he's that talented, but you don't see it enough. And it seems like it's not an effort thing, really. I don't think it's laziness.
I'm not sure what
getting back on defense, like flexing on offense and then jogging back on defense. That's laziness.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, the fact that, and I get it, the players like to flex when they do something that seems like it's really aggressive and you want to flex. Okay, great. But just get your ass back on defense. That's to me, that's the thing that bothers me, how the Pacers just essentially ran the Knicks off the basketball court.
Yeah, they did.
Off of makes and misses.
Well, especially in Game 6 off of the makes. I mean, that was just, that was some hell of a display of transition offense. I mean, some of the best that you've ever seen. That's how good it is, and that's what they did last night again against the Thunder to take a 2-1 lead. You know, it's hitting those threes, and it's also getting out in transition and making those shots.
Now you sound like Doris Burke.
Getting out in transition?
Yeah.
Getting out in transition. Well, that's what they do, you know, man.
Yeah, I know.
I like breaking it down.
How about hitting a shot when you need to hit a shot? That's what the Pacers are doing.
Make or miss league?
Yes. But you want to make when the game is on the line. When the momentum is shifting in a game and you need a big shot, Mathurin and Siakam both delivered last night.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about, so the Pacers would have been an underdog in three straight series and won an NBA championship if they finish it off, which probably doesn't. I mean, I can't imagine that happens a lot in the NBA. I'd have to go back and look. I mean, obviously with the Giants in 2007, we saw that. We've seen wild card teams in the NFL, you know, make runs like that. But in the NBA, generally the teams that are favored are the best teams, and for a reason. So, I mean, there may be an example recently. Maybe the Miami Heat, but they got to the finals and didn't win it a couple years ago. But if they finish it off and we're an underdog in the second round, in the conference finals, and then the NBA finals, and then won the whole thing, that's got to be very, very rare. Because remember, they were not favored against the Knicks. The Knicks were favored in that series, and obviously the Cavs were favored over the Pacers in the second round. So, yeah. I mean, it is, they are two wins away from having one of the more unlikely NBA championships we've seen.
You know, on last night, Haliburton was better early on. But again, it's kind of like spread out through their roster. And like Obi Toppin has this huge dunk last night.
Yeah, getting smacked in the face while he's doing it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they play good, solid defense. I mean, I think OKC is kind of like the Knicks and probably the Cavaliers. Like, man, we didn't think these guys were this good.
Yeah, but the Knicks weren't known to be a good defensive team this year. The Thunder were, all I heard about is how incredible this team was defensively and how they were just so much better than everybody else in the league, and that's why they were going to win a championship, and then they're just basically getting, you know, run by the Pacers in two of these first three games. I mean, that is, we'll see what the adjustments, what happens, and they're capable of shutting down a team defensively, or I don't believe that the Knicks were last year. Or this past year, with some of the deficiencies they had from their best players on the defensive.
Well, I would also say that, you know, the Pacers may have been one of the better teams from March on in the entire NBA because they finally got healthy.
Yeah.
And as Mathurin proved again last night, I remember when I brought him up during the Knicks series, you're like, oh, Mathurin, he's your Precious Achiuwa. And I'm like, or he's your
Sam Hauser.
I'm like, That's the difference between the Knicks and these other teams is that they have guys like this that can come off the bench and score in big numbers and make key shots in key parts of the game. And that's exactly what he did last night.
Yeah. And Mathurin, for three games, the first three games of the series, was invisible. And then when he came back, he was a huge factor. So that team that's going to be a tough out now. I mean, obviously up to 2-1, but I mean, 4-5, how are they going to get it done? I mean, that's basically whatever team comes out of the East is going to get whacked by the Thunder. I mean, I said it too. I didn't think that the Pacers had a chance.
I thought the Pacers would lose in 5.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I think the Thunder are a little bit stunned and shocked. Kind of like we were as Knicks fans after game 2. Like, we're sitting down 0-2 and we can't win at MSG. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that was brutal.
But now the Thunder, you know, they got it. Like, as Tyrese Haliburton said after game 2, we needed to get a split. We got the split. We got the home court advantage. Now the Thunder have to do the same thing. They have to win game 4.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Four. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got Jerry Recco back. He's got a sports update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning. I know you like station stuff.
Yeah.
When stuff does happen, and this is relatable
love
to.
Station
oh, yeah,
stuff.
We love this.
The Knicks and their head coaching search. And yeah. A lot of people really do seem to have the same take. And that would be it's one thing to fire a coach and then, you know, not know what you're doing because the team stinks. But when the team's really good and you fire your coach and you're kind of now grasping at straws all over the place, there's one guy that's got a different take, and that is Evan, of course. And he sat in with Tiki yesterday as
sometimes they do. Every day?
No, they're really not there a lot together.
No, I mean, we all, this is summertime now.
I'm kidding.
Well, not quite, but yeah.
So here was Evan and Tiki having a little bit of an argument about the Knicks situation.
Why are people so confused? Because you didn't get what you wanted immediately?
I think it's less about who you wanted to get immediately. It's more of this is who was perfect to coach this team. And
who?
I don't know.
That's what the Knicks are trying to do. They're searching for a coach.
Yes, but you fired your coach without knowing who that person is.
Most times when you fire a coach, Teak, you don't know who the replacement is. You go through a search.
No. Because most teams that make it to the Eastern Conference frickin' finals don't fire their coach, Evan. That's the point.
And I will tell you, watching it.
Yeah, he's angry. It's legitimate anger.
He was.
Yeah, I mean, it happens maybe twice a year when Tiki gets to that level. But
yeah, I mean, Evan can be really annoying.
Well, he's all over.
Sometimes you don't know when it's going to be the coach, Teak.
Goes, Evan.
I will tell you, as you're watching it, all you could think of are like those little bubbles coming out of his head. Dork, dork, dork.
Oh, yeah,
he's looking
yeah.
at Evan.
I think narp, narp, narp.
I think dork.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wholeheartedly agree with Tiki. I mean,
yeah, me too.
I mean, I can't force a different opinion on that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, and also the way they're going about it is nuts. Like the bigger point is that they're not bringing assistants. They're not talking to college coaches. They're not They're going after guys who are successful under contract coaching other teams. Yep. That's the dumbest part about it.
Correct.
If you were to tell me, oh, there's six assistants out there that they really love that are going to be perfect and they could work with this and they know Jalen Brunson, they know Carl Anthony Towns, or this college coach, he's looking to jump to the NBA and it makes perfect sense because of this and that. No. He's calling up the best teams in the league that are not in the NBA finals and going, hey, can we have your coach? No. Okay. Call the next one.
This really does have the feel that Dolan did this and Leon Rose is trying to figure it out on the fly now.
That, yes, it does.
That's what it has the feel of.
Yes, it does.
Or so. Maybe what he's doing is he's just going after all these coaches that he thinks, you know, would be better than Tibbs that he, are not available. And then he goes back to Jim Dolan and goes, listen, I told you.
He's not going to go back to Tibbs.
We'll just bring him back now. Told you, there's nobody better.
I know there's precedent for that in New York, not in the NBA, but certainly with the Yankees. That's not
God, happening. I want that to happen so bad.
That would be something. That would be something. Meantime, the team that ousted them are the Pacers, and they're two wins away now from winning their first championship.
Here comes Halliburton. Outnumbered, he slows and waits. Now drives forward with a left hand, floating to the glass. No, but Y-E-S, as Toppin pulled it off the front of the rim and flushed it with two hands.
Hell of an athletic play. Pacers radio with the call. 116-107, Indiana beats OKC to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Here was Tyrese Halliburton, who had 22-9-11, says Toppin, and the bench just awesome tonight.
He was really big. Our bench was really big tonight as a whole. You know, so we need that consistently. We preach depth. We've talked about it all year. So, you know, our second unit did a great job of being prepared today.
Specifically in this case, Benedict Mathurin, who had 27 on 9 of 12 shooting, he says we fed off the fans.
They were very, very important. You know, I think that the state of Indiana is about basketball, you know, and that's the first time that I really felt it. And as much as this is a dream right now, I'm not trying to live in my dream. I'm trying to, like, live in the present and make sure the dream ends well, which means winning next game and winning a championship.
What?
Well, there you go. There's a really deep answer.
Yeah, he's not looking too far ahead.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a canned answer. He was just trying to explain his feelings.
I mean, that sounded like one of those times, like, you're, you know, winning is the deodorant of champions, or one of those things where, like, he goes, I'm trying not to live in the dream. I'm trying to live in the now so that the dream ends well.
I get it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then again, you have to be an athlete to get it.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, guys.
Fair. Game four of that series will be tomorrow night. Let's get to the baseball from last night. The Yankees beat the Royals 6-3, and we present to you the Thrival Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival Infusion. His name is Clark Schmidt, because Schmidt went 7 innings for the win. He was outstanding, giving the offense a chance to do what they have to do, says he was in a groove.
Yeah, I think, you know, that was the name of the game for me. I obviously executed all night, and we had a really good game plan, and I think we mixed it up well. We were mixing up locations, staying on the attack, and, you know, I was really, really happy with the mix.
Who the hell is Tommy Fleetwood's caddy, Shaquille O'Neal?
I know, he's like a 7'1".
Holy crap, that was funny.
What are they deciding? Like, they're on the padded down grass, so he gets the lifted.
Very funny. Anyway,
casual water. What is it?
That was Schmidt. He is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivalinfusion.com. Really across the board, a lot of contributions here. Paul Goldschmidt, a 2-run single. Ben Rice, an RBI single. That was in there. 5-run second inning. Aaron Judge later in the game hit a 7th home run. Here was Goldschmidt, says, well done by everybody. He was with Susan afterwards.
He fell behind a few guys and was able to get back in the count and get some outs.
I don't know what this
some
is.
Some great plays by Trent Grisham out there as well, and just a great job. You know, we score, and if they would have been able to get a couple more runs, I think, you know, the game could have went the other way. But to keep putting up zeros, it just kept, you know, giving us momentum, and we were able to hold on.
That's really
win.
Just him talking about Clark Schmidt. Okay. Yeah. Here was Grisham. He did mention him. He says, solid night.
I mean, I think we're just doing it kind of all around. Judge is swinging a really hot bat right now, putting together good at-bats, playing good defense, pitching it well. I mean, just all around.
Seven at the game there in the background.
Guys, here, woo!
You never know. Oh, that's funny.
Just like
I mean, I think we're just doing it kind of all around. Judge is swinging a really hot bat right now, putting together good at bats, playing good defense, pitching it well.
Like someone listening to the Odyssey app in the background, it wasn't kids.
We need fire, coach. Get out of the replace. It's gonna be. Why are people
so confused.
I told you guys in the past I have done this, but when I produced that show and then those guys would get going on something, Joe and Evan back in the day, and then I would just not hear words anymore. And it was just, ba 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 ba.
Hey,
ba 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 ba, Joe.
Bro.
Like, oh, my God.
Is it 1 o'clock yet? God's sakes.
It was 10:03.
Oh, man. Yeah. Meantime, you've got Will Warren, Seth Lugo tonight on the Fan at 7:40. Rehab game at Somerset. Marcus Stroman in the fourth inning allowed an earned run. How did it go?
I felt good, man, just to be at a point where just free and easy, not really thinking about my knee or body or mechanics or anything. So, yeah, it just felt really good to be back.
And in terms of when he gets back to the Yankees, what will his role be? He says whatever they need it to be, basically.
Obviously, we have an incredible team. You don't know how the season's going to play out. There's always a bunch of things that happen. So, yeah, I'm just looking to get back to 100%, which I feel pretty close, build my pitch count, and just kind of take it from there.
Also in that game, Giancarlo Stanton was involved. He was 1-for-4 with an RBI double, so both of them making their way back at some point soon. The Mets, meantime, shut out the Nationals 5-0 as they were going deep along the way.
Here's a 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball to left center. That's deep. Young going back onto the track in front of the fence. He jumps. It's gone! Boy, did that carry. And Brandon Nimmo gets himself an opposite field home run into the Fiesta deck in left center field to the right of the 370 mark.
You know, when he hit that, man, I thought it was just going to be like an easy fly ball to left field.
Yeah.
And that thing just kept going and going and going. I never thought he got that much bat on that.
No, even the even his other home run, same thing. It seemed like he popped the ball up to right field. And then you compare that to the Judge home run from two nights ago.
Right. How about the fact that he has 12 home runs and 36 RBIs? Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Batting in the two hole right now.
They moved him all over the place. His average is going up a little bit. So
here is Nimmo on Mets Odyssey Radio. Very happy for their starting pitcher, David Peterson. Complete game, 6-hit shutout, 6 strikeouts, no walks, his 5th win.
He works so hard, you know, and he's so talented, and it just all came together tonight, and you enjoy nights like this.
Yes, you do. Here was Peterson himself. Great to accomplish what he did.
It's our job to go out there and give the team as much length as we got, and you know, to be able to go all 9 was special.
I do like after the final out, they're hugging him like through a perfect game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost as rare as a perfect game. I mean, it really is almost as rare as that.
It is
days.
Very rare. There's no question.
But he pitched so good, and what he got one time where he had to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah, and they made the play at the plate.
Yeah.
Yes, for the most part, it was very easy for him. Here was Carlos Mendoza talking about what we were just referencing and how rare it is.
You don't see this too often, you know, especially with pitch counts and, you know, it's max effort. Seems like pretty much everyone that takes the baseball and seeing a performance like that nowadays is, you know, it's something that we don't take for granted.
Nope, and don't see often. Meantime, I mentioned along the way, you also had this happen. I think this was the 8th inning. So you had the home run by Nimmo, Juan Soto singles, and then with a 2-strike count.
Alonso's got his OPS up to 989. He's in MVP territory. And he gets drilled, and that one stung. Pete Alonso's been hit by pitches more than any Met in history. And he gets plunked for the 9th time this year.
And so as they would kind of look at it and discuss, Ron Darling quite ticked off.
Pardon me, I'm sitting here angry. You know, part of being an ex-ball player, you're just not right for the rest of your life. And I'm sitting here angry because the Mets fits him home runs. The best hitter or the most powerful hitter gets hit. And to this day, it still makes me angry.
Young flies one out to left center.
Terrible. I have to grow up at some point.
Nah. You'll have to grow up. You can be angry. It's okay. He gets hit a lot. So nothing came of that other than Ron being...
I mean, I was just pitch that got away from the pitcher. I mean, they weren't trying to hit him or anything.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you.
I think it's cumulative when you're Ron Darling and seeing this guy get hit 10 million times.
Yes. And I said to Al, too, the strike two was a high fastball, like up in his eyes, that he swung at.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of set
I think
up
if I
were
Ron Darling, I would offer to come out of the booth for like one inning, just throw at everybody's head on the other team.
Well, what do you think he's hitting now? About 58?
Like Ron's in his 60s, right?
Yeah, I mean,
62 maybe.
So, 70 miles per hour.
I would take that.
I think he could still. I bet you he could get it up to 75, 80.
75, 80?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Okay.
75, 80.
Text them.
By the way, I don't ask me why, but I saw one of these videos on YouTube about the number one 15U baseball team in the country. Starting pitcher was throwing 91, 15 years old. Did you imagine?
I mean, are we sure he's 15? Is one of those things?
Yeah, I think because it's perfect game and those.
Wow.
It's pretty difficult to fake your age and get older players in. Like, you need birth certificates. It's pretty strict. So I do think it's rare. And they look young. But 91 at 15 years old?
I bet you Ron says he doesn't hit 70 these days. Not age, miles per hour.
How much time are we giving him to work out his arm?
I mean, he can warm up. I mean, not like...
You're not giving him a week to get his arm in shape.
A couple weeks just to go out there and throw the ball a little bit just to loosen up the old wing and let him go.
Like a couple of minutes.
That would be something. If he could hit 80 at 62 years old or whatever he is. I don't even know how old he is. Somewhere in his 60s. Anyhow, you've got the series finale this afternoon. 110 Mets go for a sixth straight win. Kodai Senga takes on Michael Soroka. A couple of other things from football. Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN.
It's a process.
There will no process here.
No process
anymore.
Not all
that impressed with Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers because, quite frankly, he doesn't expect them to be any good.
I'll make a bold prediction, Greeny.
Let me hear it.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be irrelevant by Thanksgiving.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Wow.
Irrelevant.
By Thanksgiving.
Whoa. Yeah. A non-playoff team, a 42-year-old quarterback who's a legend that's going off into the sunset.
With a young quarterback that they drafted, and so he thinks at that point the season will be over.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
The process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, if you were in the GM seat and they thought, you know, well, listen, they were a playoff team and they want a quarterback, he would sign a quarterback. That's what you have to do in the NFL.
That is true.
I mean, you know, that's why, I mean, like, everybody, look, the Jets are taking a chance on Fields. The Giants are taking a chance with both Jameis and, of course, Russell. I mean, you have to have somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I don't think he was arguing with bringing the guy in. I think he was more arguing the fact that he's, I got a bold take for you. I think that they're going to stink. Okay, fine. And like the Will Howard stuff I heard as well. I mean, he was drafted in the seventh round, wasn't
he?
Yeah. So it's not like I mean, it's like, oh, they got a young kid waiting in the wings.
He made it seem like Will Howard needs to get snaps this year.
Okay. Well, maybe everybody misevaluated him. We've seen Brady and Purdy and other guys, but... I mean, it's not as if Will Howard was a second-round pick or a first-round pick that they're expecting to play this year.
True.
Lastly, Bill Belichick. He did a press conference. I think this was Tuesday, not yesterday. And his girlfriend, of course, came up in the press conference, and he was asked.
And do you expect your girlfriend to be on the sidelines during games going forward?
No, she doesn't have any role in the UNC football program. Again, there's been, you know, noise out there about a lot of different things. Again, our focus is, you know, day-to-day, getting better, stacking good days together.
There you go. So he's accepting the questions. He's answering the questions.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
A little chuckle before that.
A little chuckle.
He is silly people.
You imagine that will continue until he coaches that first game and they start winning games, and if they lose, it will continue. The Rangers have a trade in place for Chris Kreider to Anaheim, but he needs to approve it. To complete the deal as of now. He has not, so we'll see where that goes. You've got Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers leading the Oilers 2-1. That game is in Florida, and we are watching the first round of the U.S. Open. That has begun in Oakmont. We just saw Bryson DeChambeau drive it way left into the matted down path of the crowd, and we shall see where this goes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I saw Al write this morning on the show sheet, and I hadn't thought about this until he wrote it, but I agree.
It's did it have
strange.
Something to do with penises?
No, it did not. No,
okay, that's good. Thank God.
Something to do with marriages, though, not penises. And Aaron Rodgers, who admits that he gets married, and he says to a mystery woman that no one cares to find. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? He's right. In this world where every single person these days, you know, the star of the show is this person's girlfriend, or even Tyrese Halliburton's girlfriend shows up on Instagram after NBA Finals Game 1, or there was a pitcher for, was it the Red Sox or somebody else, whose sister was in the stands, and, oh, look at the sister. Welcome to the Major League Baseball, sister. But Aaron Rodgers, who is one of the most recognizable athletes in the country, gets married, and we're just like, eh.
Was like, this what he was working on? Like, remember
No. It was he said that it was someone who was going through, like, had cancer.
And
was very ill.
It could have been I'm assuming a family member.
Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe he did get married privately and just had his family there and kept it under wraps, like unlike Josh Allen.
Right, who would do married a celebrity. But, I mean, there's so many. Like, we know Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend because they were famous. You know, yeah. Olivia Munn and Danica Patrick and Shailene Woodley. So, I mean, his love life has been in the news before. I mean, are we at the point that we're so Aaron Rodgers out as a group of NFL consumers that he gets married and nobody cares? I mean, for years people talked about who he was dating.
I would think because of what happened in the last 2 years. Now, he had a decent year last year, numbers-wise. I think their defense let them down in a number of areas. And had they won a couple of games that they shouldn't have lost, I'm thinking, was the Broncos at home and Minnesota out in London?
Mm-hmm.
Those probably two games?
Yep.
That probably cost Rob Saleh his job. And if Rob Saleh stayed as the head coach, believe it or not, I do think they would have had a winning record.
Yeah.
With all the upheaval and everything going on around the Jets. And with the unfortunate injury situation with him and it taking a while for him to come back from that injury, I do think people had Aaron Rodgers fatigue.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Egypt, he was on the ayahuasca trail. I mean, all of these things that were going on. And of course, you know, talking in a way that felt like he was talking down to people when he was talking to Pat McAfee and his buddies on that show.
Yeah. And Eddie reminds me, too, there was even that girlfriend, Blue, the good witch, that he was dating there for a while. It's just the
I think that's where my buddy was washing dishes with him.
Yeah, that's right.
He was dating Blue.
He was dating Blue,
and they were washing dishes in the house. And he was a very down to earth guy. And the buddy that I know that happened to be doing that particular, I guess they were at a dinner party and they were just cleaning up afterwards. Said, and my buddy's not a football fan by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
He just happens to be the son of a friend of mine, and he lives out in L.A. Said Aaron Rodgers couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Oh, sure. I mean, we've seen nice Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen ornery Aaron Rodgers.
But what I'm saying, like, that was, like, off the grid. You know, it was totally off the grid, and said nothing but great things about him. He goes, Boomer, I wouldn't even known that he was a football player if somebody didn't tell me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how... I guess how normal he can be at times. But yeah, I do find it very interesting that I wonder if the woman who was massaging his foot during the documentary when he was on the private jet out to get the surgery is the woman that he married. There was a woman that was, they did not show, I don't think. They showed her hand massaging his foot.
Oh, Rex would have loved that.
Yeah. It's always back to the feet with the Jets, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Here we are again with the feet. Yeah, but anyway, we congratulate Aaron Rodgers on his... I did laugh at a tweet when someone quote tweeted a video of Aaron Rodgers saying that he was married, and he said, I've been matrimonialized. I thought that was funny. Immunized matrimonial. Jerry in Massapequa Park. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how are you guys? So listen, I'll be 69 years old
69.
In July. And believe me, I feel. And by the way, let's go Mets. They're doing a great job. I feel like 1986 is all back again. I really do. I feel like this is the first time since 86 this is a legitimate championship team. But I think you guys have covered that pretty good. So yeah. I just wanted to tell you about the whole Ron Dolan. He can definitely hit 75. I'm telling you right now. I can hit 75. I can even hit a little higher. And I'm going to be 69 in July.
You could throw 75 miles per hour still at 69 years old.
Easily.
When was the last time you checked this? When was the last time you checked this?
About 2 months ago, we had a guy show up with a radar, and most of the pitches were in the 70s. Some of them were lower, and we had a couple even close to 80. And they weren't even trying. I mean, that was their normal speed. It wasn't like they were said, go up there and throw the hardest you can. People were just pitching and throwing. I just want to let you know.
Jerry, did you pitch when you were in high school and college or stuff like that? Have you known to have a strong arm? All right.
I pitched in high school. I pitched in college. Played a little bit for St. John's. I really didn't get into the games because I left after my freshman year to become a flight attendant, believe it or not.
Oh.
With Pan Am. Remember Pan Am?
Of course. That's remember Pan Am, yeah.
Yes. I was a flight attendant. But anyway, and then I played in the over 30 league for about 5 years when the league first started in 1988. And I could throw probably close to 90 then.
Well, Jerry, I am impressed, and I'm going to take you for your word. I'll tell you right now, I am, 43, so I'm much younger than Jerry is. I could not hit 70 on a radar gun save my life.
I don't think I could either. I mean, I'm not saying I could. I don't think I could. Yeah, the old wing just isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I also think, like, Ron Darling would pitch for so many years. It's got to be, like, we just saw John Franco get left shoulder surgery. I mean, the wear and tear that's on those arms.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not, I'm going to put my money on Ronnie that he could hit at least 75.
75?
But he didn't throw it that hard anyway.
I know, is what pitcher. I'm saying.
I'll say 70. Say 70.
Eddie, where are you at on this? I feel like you're a good person to ask.
I'm going to say, yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
100%.
70, right?
Yeah.
75, though?
And I wonder about 78-year-old Nolan Ryan, who pitched at 98 when he was 45.
But we're talking, he's the outlier there.
Right.
And that
but
guy.
Still.
I'm, right.
How about Roger Clemens right now?
Yeah, I bet you he could, absolutely. He's right. Still in his, 50s?
Yeah, Roger Clemens younger than...
Yeah,
and Ron Darling. He was also known as the Rocket. We're talking about Ronnie, who's been sitting in that booth for 20 years.
Are you downplaying Ronnie Darling?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
As far as throwing 75 miles per hour tomorrow?
You're just like
yes.
Torching him like you torch Cat.
I'm not torching him. I'm just
sounds
telling
like
you,
you're
it's a lot. 75 is a lot for a guy
sounds like
that.
I said 70.
Yeah, I'll go 70.
You said 75.
But I amended it to 70.
Now you're amending it. Okay, you amend it to 65 and then go, I told you so. Like, what are we doing? You keep going down and down and down. What did I tell you? He wouldn't hit 70. By the way, wait a second. You said he would hit 75.
We're not going down and down and down. I just said 70. That's all. Because I remember that he wasn't known for like a dominating fastball. He was a thinking man's pitcher.
Still low 90s, low to mid 90s.
Yeah.
So.
I got my money on Ronnie.
So
at least 70. Oh, here we go. Now what?
No. Who do you think? Like, you know,
John Franco.
No.
What?
You think around here? Who would be the guy who would have a strong opinion on this that you would trust? You know. He'd probably grab a baseball right now.
Oh, man, Brandon Tierney.
Exactly.
I'd be grabbing my sack and going, let's go.
Suck on it. BT says, Darlin's not hitting 75.
All right, well, that's 75. His opinion.
Okay. No chance!
I said 70.
Okay. Can we... All right. Maybe 70, maybe, but I'm still saying no.
All right, let's go to Rick in Chicago. Ricky, what's happening?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I watch you guys almost every morning.
Oh, thanks.
The only thing is, boom, it's just not like you to kind of moan about how you think that the rest of the country doesn't like New York.
Well, all right, so first of all, I'm not moaning.
Sound like moaning.
I'm not moaning. I was talking about...
the Knicks lost.
I was talking about how people hate Knicks fans, how NBA fans, we are the hated Knicks fan base. That's what I think. I think people hate us. That's why... there was such great joy on social media when the Knicks lost Game 6 to the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I agree with Gio 100% about the Cat. Being a Bulls fan and watching all the great teams, you guys have the kid from Chicago, Bronson, is amazing. But you need another player on that team. And you don't need Billy Donovan. That's for sure.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with Rick. There's a lot of moaning going on over there.
Nobody was moaning about anything. I came in here and I said, we are the most hated fan base.
I mean, just moan every day.
I'm not moaning. No. And it is kind of a badge of honor, don't you think? Don't you think it's kind of a badge of honor for us?
Yeah. Yes, no, it is. I understand what you're saying. I just for some reason, him saying moaning just made me laugh. Like, there's a lot of moaning out there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.